You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.
People's Co-op Books, Vancouver's only cooperative-owned bookstore, is celebrating its 65th year. It's a remarkable achievement for any independent bookstore, and more so because it has been a center of progressive activity and radical bookselling at a time when independent bookstores and indie media projects struggle to survive. The store's first location was at the Boilermakers Union Hall, and it stayed on West Pender for many years. It now sells books from a store on Commercial Drive. And I'm joined by People's Co-op Books manager Ray Vio to talk about the bookstore and the work they've done in the last 6.5 decades. Hi, Ray.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's a pretty remarkable achievement, and I hear you had a big party last night at the Wise Hall.
Yeah, it was very successful, and my co-worker, Jane Bowie, did a wonderful job organizing it, and it was a very diverse crowd from political activists, the people in the literary community, and also the East Vancouver Commercial Drive community. So it was a very wonderful event.
Well, great reason to have a party. Can you tell us about the early days when the project of People's Bookstore was conceived? Who was involved? How did it get started?
Well, it was a whole variety of people back towards the end of the Second World War. That there had been previous progressive bookstores in Vancouver, but they had been closed down for a variety of different reasons, and they saw the necessity of having a forum for literature to be spread for the people in Vancouver, and it's through ideas that you can have progressive change in society. So they really believe strongly in promoting the literature. A lot of our shares were first raised by people going out throughout the province, actually combining sometimes union organizing activity with selling shares to the population in BC.
Is it true that it's a dollar a share?
Yeah, it's still a dollar a share. 1945 was worth something, so you can keep it at that price. And so it's very affordable for anybody to join our co-op and help it grow.
And who was involved in that first stage? Who was it that sort of got the bookstore going?
Well, there was some members from the Unitarian Church. They were always active in their social justice movements and continue to be so. Members of the CCF, the forerunner of the NDP, veterans from the Spanish Civil War. The Communist Party was involved with it, and some people from the literary community. So it was pretty diverse from the population, but most people always had the strong sense of social justice.
What kind of books did the store sell in those early days?
Well, there was a lot of different good publishers from England. So there was like the Left Book Club, sold quite a lot of those. And then after, of course, a few years when the blacklist started happening in the United States, the McCarthy period, we'd be selling a lot of authors, like, for example, Howard Fast, who actually had to self-publish books like Spartacus. And we would be one of the outlets for him because, you know, no other bookstores would touch him, you know, nor the publishers would touch people like that. So it was very important for us to have that material out there. And also we sold some music at the time, some blacklisted artists like Paul Robeson, and we were involved with the famous Peace Arts concert, which happened in 1952. You know, 40,000 people standing on the Canadian side watching Paul Robeson, you know, one foot on the other side of the American border because he didn't have a passport and the American government refused to allow him to leave the country.
Wow, some great history there. Have the books which are considered outside the mainstream changed over the years?
Well, yes, as the society changes, also the literature does change. But we still carry, you know, the progressive books. And, you know, we broaden out as feminism became more popular. We brought in more of that, the gay lesbian community. And we've always, of course, had a lot of great fiction from BC authors. And over the last 20 years, there's been quite an explosion of publishers and authors from BC, and it's just really remarkable to see the depth of our literary community.
When I go in there, I also like that there's a good section of children's books.
Oh yeah, I love ordering them. They, you know, it's in some ways it's the most accessible place for public art, you know, because a lot of art books are $90 and that, but in a lot of children's books there's wonderful art, and of course we try to carry a lot of multicultural books for our diverse community, and also look for some progressive content in them.
Has the bookstore, I'm thinking of, you know, what happened at Little Sisters, for instance. I know that Spartacus often would have books coming into them that you know, maybe didn't kind of make it through the border. Has a People's Co-op over the years and its members face political harassment or, you know, any kind of interference with what you were trying to do?
Well, yes, if you look back at with the McCarthyism in the United States also came into Canada. A lot of people forget about that. So we had quite a few of our members were blacklisted teachers or blacklisted out of other unions. And for a number of years, the RCMP used to sit across the street in an apartment building and take photos of everyone coming in and out of the bookstore, you know, but what they'd find is sort of a very diverse people, you know, coming into the store. But there's notes in the RCMP secret security bulletins, which were released a few years ago, you know, just making note of us and basically, you know, keep an eye on what's happening in the bookstore.
Yeah. That customer looks like she's interested in poetry.
Yes, exactly.
Why was it begun as a cooperative?
Well, it was one way of being able to raise the funds in order to start a store. No one really had enough money to start a bookstore, and through the Cooperative Act, there was. You also have to look at the explosion of sort of cooperative movement around British Columbia and the rest of the country. The farmers, you know, forming their cooperatives, which have evolved over the years, and there was a great hope for that form of economics to assist people in BC work, you know, profits not for corporations but for the community.
Now, I understand that the bookstore made $90,000 during Expo 86. Tell us about that story.
Well, that was first it was a long discussion within the board of directors of the bookstore whether or not we would go in to do Expo, because one, there was all the demonstrations against Expo because, you know, it was supposed to be for the community, and so we had long discussions on that, but we felt that by having a booth within the Soviet Pavilion, we'd be able to provide progressive literature and that which wouldn't have been available for the people coming into the pavilion. And quite frankly, a lot of the Americans who came up there were just amazed at what was available in English language from the Soviet Union, and we sold thousands of copies of the Communist Manifesto to Americans that had never seen that in their bookstores down there. So it was a very good experience, and I think maybe a lot of Americans learned something.
How has the co-op managed to survive in these times when, I think you were telling me earlier this week that the last of Dusty's Books is going to be closing down. We've got national book chains. It's very hard for a media cooperative or a bookstore to kind of survive at this point. How are you managing to do it?
Well, it's always been difficult for the bookstore. Of course, you know, we deal with alternative material, and so the customer base isn't as great as some other stores. Yes, it's very sad about, you know, the case of Duthie's closing down. That's going to be a real loss for the community in Vancouver, and it's almost like part of the heart of the city has disappeared when Duthie's closes down. There's a strong connection sort of between Duthie's and People's Co-op. One of our original managers, Binky Marks, who was just a fabulous bookseller, quirky person, but incredible knowledge about books. He went to Duthie's after Duthie's had opened up in 57 and managed a paperback seller for years down there. So a lot of the people in Vancouver would, you know Binky and his knowledge and that. And so it was, you know, great surprise that I heard that Duthie's was going to be closing down at the end of February.
Now, just this week, the bookstore had a table at Dave Zirin's talk on Olympics and sports politics. What role does the bookstore play in these activist, literary, and political events?
Well, that's one of the very important activities of the bookstore, is to keep in touch with the social justice movements in Vancouver and lend them as much support as we can. So with authors and that, we try to assist them bringing the authors in and providing, making sure the material is there. So we'll, you know, work with authors like David Suzuki and Tariq Ali. And it's part of the sense of being, you know, community involved for social change. That's our key mandate for the store. Without that, the bookstore is not unique.
Now, lots of progressive people are listening this morning. If you wanted to leave them with a message about the future of progressive bookstores, like People's Cooperative Books, what would that be?
Well, the key thing is for people to realize that the bookstores are part in this type of a center of the community. We provide material that you won't be able to find. You won't be able to find it on the internet, because it'll be buried amongst all the other hundreds of thousands of new books that come out. And it's a sense of making sure we have a literate population, and for people to sort of gather and have discussions. And many people have many discussions throughout the store, and you know, helping to support these organizations by providing places for poster drop off, and promotion of their events through different displays.
Yeah, so I guess if somebody's looking to buy, say, a bird guidebook, they might look at your store first.
Yes, we do have bird guides there. Yes, and you know, and it's important for the store. We have, you know, a variety of different literature, just not social justice literature. There's also fiction and cookbooks, poetry. Of course, we have a very strong poetry section. So it's important for the store to be diverse, but yet still focused on our main mandate.
Well, it's been great talking to you this morning. And again, congratulations. Great accomplishment.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hope you're around for another 65 and another 65 after that.
Yeah, I'll look forward to coming back then.
Okay. I don't think I'll be here, Ray. Yeah. Okay, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Ray Vio of the People's Cooperative Books. They're celebrating their 65th anniversary, and you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.